let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargle. How you doing, Father John?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah,
great
to be
here.
Oh, it's a great day outside. It's beautiful. We're moving out of summer now and into the fall. It's really nice. And, yeah. And we just talked about trees, which we should have said that last time we were talking about
that's,
trees.
That's right. You know, pretty soon they'll be turning, which is kind of beautiful, but then kind of, you know, well, I don't know. It's kind of like old age, right?
Don't say that.
You start losing your leaves, losing your hair.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. But boy, I'll tell you, I love Maryland because I really love the seasons. You know, the change of seasons. I love it when it's cold. I love it when it's hot. And these times of autumn and spring are just gorgeous in Maryland.
That's right. And I've come to, you know, appreciate that. Maryland, I love Maryland. You know, I did go to school in Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Cold most of the time. You have like 1 month of summer.
And then the summer is full of mosquitoes and flies.
That's right, yeah. The state bird.
It's a state mosquito. Bird. That's right.
Okay, so we're going to move on from the Abrahamic covenant and the motifs that we were talking about. The last one was trees, as I said. And now we're going to be talking about Isaac.
You know, there's not much to say about Isaac, and so we're only going to have one podcast on him before we move on into Jacob and the Joseph story, okay?
Yeah.
So, but Yitzhak, we need to say something about, I like the Hebrew, you know, Yitzhak,
yes,
right? Because Yitzhak was the son of promise. Again, God encounters us, and with every encounter is a promise, and with every promise, the promise is always impossible, and God waits in Abraham's life. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was way old, and Sarah's way old, where
it's impossible.
Where it's impossible, and then the impossible happens. I love that scene when the theophany's by the tent, and he hears Sarah laughing when she overhears the fact that this time next year, she will be pregnant, you know. I think even Abraham fell on his face and laughed.
Right, I'm sure.
And then therefore, they call him Laughter. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, yeah. The whole connection there is just amazing. Great story.
Right, right. Yeah. So there really isn't anything much eventful in his life, right? You know,
which is very surprising, just because we hear about him so much, sort of in the stories of Scripture and things like that. But he didn't really do
Abraham,
a lot.
Isaac, and Jacob, the three patriarchs, and here's a patriarch that really doesn't do anything in his life. Yeah. He just sort of exists.
Yeah. Finds a beautiful woman.
Know.
Finds a beautiful woman.
The love story is central to the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, in a way, he was most fortunate. You know, he had some challenges, you know, with wells and what have you, and going to into Egypt, you know, and as far as adventures and stuff, you know, he lived a long, long life, and at the end of it, he was blind, and that's an interesting story too, where basically he was dysfunctional, because Rebecca, his beautiful wife, they had the twins, or the born the same time. You know, we've got Jacob and Esau, Isaac. Really liked Esau, and we'll see. There's a reason why. Okay, I think he's more likable. Plus, he was on the wild game, and he loved the taste of wild game. You know, so now almost there. And I kind of make a little quip. He's kind of like a omnivorous biped. He just loves to eat, and that's why he makes these choices and stuff. I mean, he's just a regular guy, right?
Right, yeah. And Rebecca sort of sticks with Jacob, right?
That's right. And so there's these triangulations going on and what have you. But, you know, when you get to the bottom of it, he's just so human like the rest of us.
Yeah, regular guy, I think. As I was reading this, I just thought, he's just a regular guy like me.
Just think that the national epics of Israel is not about great feats, powerful kings, warriors that are doing things out there, right?
Yeah.
Building cities and what have you. No, they're just regular guys that live in tents.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I'll tell you what. What my takeaway from this was, hey, if Isaac can be so known, in this whole faith journey,
that's right,
then I have a chance. I'm just a regular guy.
The whole gospel is about the regular guys,
right? That's true.
You know, look at the motley crew Jesus chose for disciples.
That crazy.
It's the regular guys that change the world because then we all know it's the power of God. And not by strength of humans, okay?
That's right. So,
anyways.
And I think that's probably the biggest takeaway is if I can remember that, you know, it's the power of God, not anything
I do.
Because
we're doers and we're builders, right?
Yeah.
You know, everything cries out to make something that's going to last and you can put your name to it and that sort of thing. But not in God's economy. That's not how it works at all.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, there is this love story, okay? And Abraham doesn't want a wife for him among the Canaanites, mm-hmm. okay? So it goes back. He sends his servant to Aram Padam, which is the origin of the Arameans and what have you that Terach Abraham came from.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Abraham doesn't want a wife for him among the Canaanites. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it goes back. He sends his servant to Aram Padam, which is the origin of the Arameans and what have you that Terach Abraham came from. He wants good Aramean stock.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he sends him off and he comes to a well. I mean, the story is just so, so beautiful, isn't it? And she draws water for him, tells him, the servant, who she is, Laban's daughter, Rebecca. He comes and he gives her a gold ring and all this stuff, and she's all excited because now she gets to start off her new life with this adventure of marrying some wealthy man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, who she doesn't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, Abraham was wealthy, right? Mm-hmm. He was blessed by God and Isaac, and so it's a beautiful story and beautiful things happen around wells, right?
Sure.
They're love story places, Moses meets Zipporah, his wife, at the well. And of course, you've got the love story of Jesus, the ultimate story of wells, right? With the Samaritan woman
at the well,
right? That's a romance, a romance of the soul,
mm-hmm.
right? So this is all very beautiful, and we see that his servant brings her back, and there, Jacob. This is word in the Hebrew, okay, siach. Okay, it's kind of like a hapax legomenon, which means that it only happens once. Okay,
okay.
So the context is what
tells you the meaning.
It tells you the meaning, but it only happens
one time.
We have no idea. So somehow it got into English translation that he was meditating in the field, which is a very spiritual thing. Okay, Isaac was great out there, doing his prayers, and God answers his prayers, and behold, boom, you know, it could be that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Modern scholars tend to say, well, he was just taking a stroll.
Right. Yeah. So much for the meditation and the deep, the deep prayer.
Yeah.
He's walking through the woods, probably.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and so, you know, she alights from the donkey. Yeah, the whole thing is just charming, 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 yeah. You know.
It would make a great movie.
Well, at least a part of a movie.
I'm well, not that's sure what I mean. Scenes from a movie.
Yeah, a great scene of the movie. Yeah, right. So here we have him. And I think it's the response of the servant when this thing transpires. He's so happy that he was able to fulfill his mission for Abraham and for Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just says, blessed be God, because God has shown his truth and faithfulness. Now, these two words are coupled in Scripture. And my mother, she would study this stuff.
Yeah.
And she would use her imagination, enter into this thing. And she caught these two words. And she told me one day, actually, she wrote to me. I'll read the letter, okay?
Oh,
this
yeah,
little part
ahead.
Of it.
Yeah.
John, I could write a book on mercy and truth, or faithfulness as above. Okay. Notice how skillfully Abraham's servant used these words at the well after meeting Rebekah, and how beautifully Jacob used those words when he asked for deliverance, okay, which is in Genesis 32:10. And so my mother said she could write a book on that, and I think, well, okay, it's fine. You know, it could, you know, she could just be exaggerating or something.
Right, yeah.
But then one day I've been studying the coupling of these words. They're happening all over Scripture.
Mm.
You can write a book about it because it forms sort of the covenantal structure, covenantal, you know, the Hebrew there is chesed, which is often translated loving kindness, but also can be, you know, faithfulness or covenantal love, and emet, which is the word for truth.
Okay.
Coupling these two things really describe who God is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right.
They're real foundational to sort of everything that God is about and that relationship with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because he's true to his promise, he breaks into our lives. Like we spoke a couple sessions ago with this whole idea of theophanies and encounters.
Yeah.
And where these theophany powers encounters are, there's promise, and the promises are impossible, but God fulfills them. Right.
Mm, yeah.
And an expression of his covenantal faithfulness is chesed, and the fact that he's true. We'll see this later on when Yahweh passes by Moses in Exodus 34, where he says, I'm a God of truth, okay? The loving kindness and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, the first chapter of John, you know, full of grace and truth. I mean, you know, it's just, the whole thing is so beautiful theologically. And
it's so tied together.
Yeah.
With the, you know, that whole thread of the similar emotional words and words that have, you know, such great meaning to us.
Thread, you know, of all these things that go through Scripture is just so beautiful.
Great.
So
we'll have
to keep on,
let's keep trying to remember as we move through to keep referring back to these, you know, as we see these in the thread of the Scriptures.
Yeah, we have to. That's our job.
Yeah.
You know, to go backwards and forwards and just see how everything opens up for us, right?
And I just love the way it ties together.
Yeah.
You know, that's the neat thing for me.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, Isaac the Fortunate.
Yeah, Isaac the Fortunate.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.